Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
16 degrees in Brantford, 16 in Hamilton, also 16 in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar on this Thursday trading at 72.70 cents U.S. The TSX up just 1 point today. The Minneapolis police chief says the shooter who killed two Catholic school students and wounded more than a dozen children fired 116 rounds, rifle rounds, into the church. Chief Brian O'Hara says it became very clear the shooter intended to terrorize the children. O'Hara also revealed the shooter once attended the same school and had been a member of the church, but a specific motive for yesterday's shooting was unclear. What appears to be a suicide note to family contains a confession of long-held plans to carry out a shooting and talk of being deeply depressed. A new report on abuse and maltreatment in sport says the federal government needs to do more to protect athletes. The Future of Sport in Canada Commission's preliminary report says it heard about what it calls deeply ingrained issues. They include a culture of silence that's led to abuse and maltreatment, as well as underfunding and a lack of diversity. The report set out 71 recommendations, including a new independent body to oversee sport and physical activity across the country. A new poll suggests an overwhelming majority of Canadians think government should regulate artificial intelligence. The Léger poll found 85% of respondents believe government should regulate AI tools to ensure their use is ethical and safe. The poll also found nearly half of Canadians worry AI will contribute to cognitive decline. Artificial Intelligence Minister Evan Solomon has said he will put less emphasis on AI regulation at a time governments around the world shift away from regulation to focus on AI adoption. Brantford police are asking for help to identify the driver of a vehicle that was involved in a hit-and-run this morning. Officers say at around 11:45 this morning, the driver of a white, full-sized pickup truck hit two vehicles on Brant Avenue before leaving the scene. Police say one person was taken to hospital with minor injuries. Investigators say the pickup truck had a riding lawnmower in the bed and a push mower on a trailer attachment at the time of the incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact Brantford Police. The 167th edition of the Paris Fair, a Labor Day tradition, officially opens this evening. The fair is a five-day celebration of agriculture, community, and entertainment. Everything, with the exception of the rides and food, is included in the fair admission price. Light 92 weather, the chance of showers this afternoon and early evening. Tonight's low, 8 degrees. Friday, mainly cloudy, the chance of showers, the high 20. Sunshine, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday. Right now, in Brantford, it's 16 degrees. Also 16 in Hamilton and 16 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.